I got the opportunity to go to Boise, Idaho, in the East Coast League, and so I played there, and we ended up winning the Kelly Cup. And so I think it was in the semifinals we were playing against Vegas, and Steve Richmond came out to watch a couple games, and so he met with me, and we just had dinner after a game in Vegas and talked, and he said, I would like to, you know, invite you to the Capitals development camp. And so that obviously was a dream come true. And so
that escalated pretty quickly, because 2 months earlier you're still a sophomore in Alaska.
Yeah, so it did. It was honestly a dream come true, and I knew, you know, obviously the exposure too of Boise, Idaho, you know, the Steelheads was awesome. It was unbelievable to play there, and we won a Kelly Cup. So you get that exposure. You know, if I go to a team that, say, doesn't even make the playoffs or just barely gets in and lose first round, you don't get any exposure, and your career kind of, you know, who knows where you go from there, right? So it's pretty cool to look back, and I've obviously, you know, have been blessed with the opportunities, and I you know, it's just amazing. I believe in God, and I believe that God has definitely put me in places for a reason. I mean, looking back at it, it's just undeniable. It's a pretty cool journey. So that's pretty, it's just been pretty special. And obviously Steve Richmond had a huge part in my career, because, you know, I got to come to development camp, and I've never worked so hard in my life. That summer after we won the cup, I went straight into training and came to development camp like it was a main camp. I came in shape and was going to give it everything I had.
I was going to say, do you think when you look back on it now, was that if you don't have a good development camp, you're not a draft pick? They don't owe you anything if it doesn't go well.
That's right. If it doesn't go well. Yeah, exactly. That's the way I looked at it. But also, you know, it was a cool opportunity that was so exciting that, you know, it's easy to train for that, you know, and it's easy to stay positive in that, because I wasn't losing anything. You know what I mean? No one knew my name. No one, you know, I just came in and...
At the same time, there's a lot at stake for you.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot at stake, but I didn't look at it that way, you know? It was just a way... I wanted to just keep playing hockey. If it was in Boise, Idaho again next year, I would have played there. I mean, I truly, you know, love to play the game and just wanted to continue to play for as long as I could. And, you know, it was just... a lot at stake, but I also had fun with it. You know, I came in here, I remember, and I was roommates with Carl Elsner, and we had a blast. We were having a lot of fun and just hanging out and going for dinner every night, and just a great experience, and you know, tried to make the most of it. And I had a pretty good development camp and caught an eye maybe of you know, Doug Yinks, that was the GM down there, and they ended up signing me to a one-way contract with Hershey. So about a month later after the development camp.
And then you win two Calder Cups down there, and then I would think it was like at age 26, you finally could maybe settle in at the NHL level a little bit, 2011-12 season. 26 years old to make the NHL debut, going with this theme, that was a long time coming. Yeah. It wasn't your debut, I know, but I'm saying for full-time status. Full-time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, it was like... You know, when you put it like that, it looks, yeah. But like I said before, I was excited just to be playing hockey. I loved playing in Hershey. I loved playing for this organization. They didn't owe me anything. And to get any chances, I was thrilled, you know. And that's the way I took it. I've always been, you know, a pretty upbeat person who just, you know, loves to just play the game. And if you... You know, if at that time, if you got something happened and the career ended, you know, a few games in, I mean, you move on and you go on with life. Hockey's never been my life, so it's always just been a fun thing that I love to do, and I put my whole heart into it, but, you know, it's not everything. And so you had to keep that mindset of keeping it fun and keeping it, you know, not like a job, even though it is a job. And so, I don't know, I've always kind of looked at it that way, and that's kept me young, I think, and just kept it fresh and just everything exciting. So, That's the way I look at it and kind of life, and that's the way I went through. You know, even in Hershey, I wasn't ever getting, you know, down. Obviously, there's days when you're down, but and there's those dog days where you're grinding, but it was always just fun and a blessing to play this game.
Well, final thing, we'll end it on this. You're now, as you may know, the third longest tenured player in the organization.
Yeah.
Got Ovi and Nick just above you as far as tenure, but even when you think about that, I mean, again, it's a development camp. It's a dinner with Steve Richman, and here you are 10 years later, sort of tattooed this organization that, you know, if not for a few maybe circumstance, may not have even crossed paths with, as it turns out.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's crazy when you look back at it, for sure. It's been a great journey, and I want to continue that journey, and this organization has given me so much, and it's a great organization to be in and to be a part of, and it's been an awesome ride.
Appreciate the look back, Jay. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.